This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock hour live at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. You're hearing a little Billy Idol in the background. We're just talking about him with Will Manso. I think we should jump right into headlines, Solana, because Doug Plagans is going to join us this hour, and we're running late because we ran late with Will Manso there in the last segment. So do headlines here quickly, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I don't want to steer us off course here. I would just like to say that The Replacements might be the best Gene Hackman movie of all time, and none of us mentioned it in the previous segment.
Fair.
That's what
Keanu Reeves.
Falco.
Shane Falco.
Shane Falco.
Yeah.
Terrible movie.
Great movie.
You're awake?
All right, settle down, Jimmy Brooks. I don't think you guys get that reference, but that's Drake's character in Degrassi, who got shot and was in a wheelchair.
I've been calling him Lil' Chris here all afternoon from Boys in the Hood.
Y'all ain't worth a damn.
Old Jimmy Brooks ass.
I have a heart. I'm sensitive.
Nah, bro. I had a surgery, then I had another surgery, and you ripped me for days after each surgery. I'm not letting up, bro.
Hey, man, God rest his soul. Gene Hackman didn't have a bunch of good movies.
Oh, my God. I mean, one of the greatest actors of our time.
And what movie? I need to watch it.
What, The French Connection?
No.
What do you mean, no? The Poseidon Adventure?
I don't see anything.
Okay. Unforgiven?
I mean, oh, Unforgiven's a great movie.
Unforgiven? Crimson Tide, like Will brought up. That was a good movie.
Superman. He was Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
He's in The Birdcage, too.
Yep.
I don't know that.
Welcome to Mooseport.
Terrible. No, you said any other. You just don't like Will Smith. You don't like Enemy of the State?
I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. That's a good movie.
I mean, look at Will Smith movies.
Behind Enemy Lines is a good movie, too, by the way.
Yeah.
With Gene Hackman. Yeah, it's pretty much Enemy of the State. Like, they're the exact same movie, but it's great. Phenomenal.
In the state, he just cussed people out the whole movie. Yeah. I like old curmudgeonous dudes. I love those characters.
King Richard. That was terrible.
What?
It was terrible.
No, it wasn't.
What was great about it?
It was awesome.
Sisters movie?
No,
it
that was
amazing.
That was a great
amazing?
Movie.
Amazing?
That won the Academy Award for Best Film.
And it was patently stupid. And to clap for him after he just slapped Chris Rock when he went up there to...
I'm a fan of people that slap people.
Yeah. That guy can kiss my ass.
Goodness gracious. What is going on? Will Smith is a generational talent.
Oh, my God. You joking?
He is.
Generational talent.
Are you kidding me?
Parents just don't understand. Like, that was his best generation.
I'm not talking about singing. Yeah, welcome to Miami, Bienvenido, whatever. No, as an actor, though, he is talented.
Hawk's the kind of guy, say that, like, Will Smith was a better recording artist than an actor. Like, that's a take you would have.
It happens all
he
the time.
He was better at that, and it was bubblegum, but he was better at that than acting.
Stop, Hawk. Come
Will
on.
Smith's music's better than
that's
his
right.
movies.
Yeah, Nightmare
Hawk,
on My
get
Street.
Get out of here.
It was.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
Men in Black, terrible.
Great movie.
Hitch. Get out of here.
Oh, what's the one where he was the drunk superhero?
Wild Wild West.
Hancock.
One of the worst movies of all time.
Wild Wild West was a waste of tape.
Yeah.
I'm
honestly one of the worst movies of all time.
The worst movie ever made.
That's just everyone a part of that should have been fired from whatever job they had. I'm
Independence
with
Day was a good movie, but it was really because of Jeff Goldblum.
You're a racist. So you don't like Denzel, Will Smith. How you feel about Morgan Freeman?
Overrated. Concussion. Tell the truth.
The African accent was a little much.
Something. That's acting.
I don't understand how you can say movies that win Golden Globes and Oscars and Academy Awards are terrible.
You say that.
You just told Solana that. The movie's terrible. Oh, it got Academy Awards. That doesn't mean anything.
The movie wasn't special.
It was special.
Stop it.
Hawk, you're crazy.
The story is special.
His acting is amazing.
Stop it.
Oh, Independence Day.
We just talked about that, Jimmy.
You're awake?
Hey, no joke, though. Like, Tom Hanks.
Top notch.
Will Smith. In the same category.
They are.
Vomit. You have to be joking.
No. This generation acting? Like, you're bringing up Gene Hackman. Will Smith's a better actor than Gene Hackman.
That could be the dumbest thing ever uttered on this radio show.
Gene Hackman's a better actor than Will Smith.
Gene Hackman's one of the greatest actors who ever lived.
Goodness gracious. What if he was black? What if it was Tyrone Hackman?
Well, I don't know.
You hate him.
What if he was black?
Treat like Tyrone Hackman.
Crowder, what are your thoughts on Forrest Whitaker?
I like his little eye.
I'm looking at Academy Award.
Safe Room. What was that? Safe Room? Yeah. The Safe with Panic Room with Jodie Foster. That was a good movie. And the one where the woman he liked was a man. That was a good movie.
We talked
too.
About it. Birdcage.
What was it? The woman, but he went to war and he came back as this boy. It was a man. I don't know.
Dances with Wolves. You like that movie?
You say Dances with Wolves is Avatar.
It is. it's the exact same story.
It is very similar where the outsider comes in and becomes part of the tribe and then tries to save the tribe. I get what you're saying. Avatar is one of the best movies ever put on wax.
Titanic?
Decent.
Because it won the Academy Award. You just
decent
said, how
movie.
Could you say a decent movie won the
decent
Academy
movie.
Award?
Pretty good. That's okay. I don't say it's terrible, but it's okay. I think it was something no one's seen before.
What? The story's been around since the 30s, whenever it happened.
You knew what was going to happen in that movie? They told me the boat was unsinkable. Damn. Hell with that iceberg. Full speed ahead. You're trying to find Academy Award movies that aren't good.
I am.
You're not going to find them because they won Academy Awards.
But
it's real people that know movies that understand
Argo.
Quality. Argo is a good movie.
Great movie.
Birdman.
He got a lot of rebounds, but he wasn't like a game changer.
You ever see Birdman with Michael Keaton?
No, I haven't. It's good. I don't know.
I didn't think it was worthy of an Academy Award.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Michael Keaton, honestly.
I saw a video.
Weird little face.
Birdman fell asleep on stage. Like the rapper Birdman. You see that video? A couple days
yeah,
ago. He fell asleep
it.
On stage.
While he was performing?
Yes.
He went to sleep on his chest standing
yeah.
up. And what was it? BG woke him up.
Was it BG or like I don't know who it was, but he had to come over and kind of like rap in his face to wake him up.
He put some respect on his name.
Oh, Oppenheimer. Yeah, yo. Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer's a slow, long, good movie.
Good? Why'd you throw good in there? Because it's not.
It is a good movie.
It's not a good
movie.
It's
a slow, long, and I kind of knew that the bomb was going to figure a
and
way
the blimp,
to go off.
The blimp
off.
Was going to explode.
You know what? Did the blimp, what did the blimp have in nitrogen?
Hydrogen,
that's what was in the blimp.
Yeah,
they don't help me, Tree. They just make fun of me. They need some assistance.
We're just teasing Lil' Chris.
Well, I just can't even threaten you because I'm in a wheelchair. You just have to move 6 feet and I'll never make it to you. Oh, boy.
Guys, guess what? Gene Hackman died.
Why'd you deliver that so happily, Jim?
I told him to say, guys, you're never going to believe this, but Gene Hackman is dead. He delivered that like.
Next time, give him some notes on delivery.
Yeah, my bad.
Hey, Hackman died.
It reminds me of Solana's.
What was it?
Sports Flash.
When the Chinese Chinese Basketball League went under.
Fellas, in some sad news.
Bro, we were using the CBL as a barometer to American sports.
Guys, deep breath. Chinese Basketball League will be out of action for another 2 weeks.
Oh.
All right, give us some headlines because Plagan's going to be here in a minute.
The Heat did win last night, probably their best offensive performance of the season. They play the Pacers tomorrow. What could go wrong? NFL salary cap was raised, highest it's ever been, just shy of $280 million per team. Combine continues. Panthers tonight, you get the Stanley Cup rematch. They have the Edmonton Oilers in town. 7 p.m. puck drop.
David J. Neal DMs me. I never saw a baccarat table in Vegas that wasn't beyond a rope. Wouldn't even think about going behind it.
Big, big money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've never played. They have it at Hard Rock, right? They have baccarat?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's in the back room.
Yeah, that's like a classy game. Like you could see that like
money.
In Monte Carlo or something. Didn't you go to Monte Carlo, Solana?
I did. I took Monte Carlo for about $75.
They almost folded.
That's how much the gushers are in the vending machine. You at almost, Monte Carlo, you almost, $75.
You almost broke them, Solana.
Did you beat Monte Carlo? Because I did.
Yeah.
No baccarat though, but the. To be fair, there was a rope section that they didn't even let me look towards.
Solana, you had on Daisy Dukes. Quarter zip.
Nah.
Not getting back there.
Nah, bro. French people, they wear tighter pants than me, so don't worry. Everybody
that is true. Yeah. Yeah, you fit in Europe.
Yeah.
It's a weirdo section.
All right, Jimmy
Doug
Brooks.
Doug Plagan's walking over. Doug Plagan's looks like he could be walking into a casino in Monte Carlo at any time.
He'll get in the baccarat room.
Yeah. Play baccarat? No, he does not. Give me the Oz Hakim stories. Anything else in the headlines, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's like 80 degrees in South Florida right now. Nice and warm in our studio, too. Really enjoying the nice temperatures in our studio today.
Very cold here.
Are you
not as cold
there?
As it sometimes is, though.
No, it's not as
you
cold.
A feeling in your legs? Because maybe you don't.
Yeah, you can go to hell. I bet it's hot down there.
I've been kicking you for 2 hours now. You haven't even done
it. My leg worked.
You got that dead foot.
And I can't stand
you. Anything else, Mr. Deeds?
Here comes the Blackfoot.
All right, Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment here at the Amerant Bank Arena, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Well, we love you, Moeller, and if you were in front of me, I'd give you a big hug. Mm-mm.
Don't come near me.
Hawk and Crowder.
Doug, you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doug Plagans is with us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. They're giving away trading cards.
Yeah, tonight's game presented by Upper Deck, and everybody gets one of those team set packs tonight.
You're a big
pretty
collector.
Cool. Yeah.
So
I've got mine upstairs.
Worth anything? Like a Barkov here? And
I mean, everybody gets the same one. It's part of a series over the course of the year.
What if you got this signed? Would that be worth anything?
You add a signature to anything, and the value does go up. Because there are fewer signed copies than unsigned copies.
I got him.
No Kachuk in here, huh?
He might have been in the first set.
Oh, right.
Okay. From, yep.
Gotcha. Well, Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight. By the way, the game is on 560 WQAM, and it's Edmonton. This is a fun one.
This is a big game.
Yeah, this is one that we've been waiting for since last year. We want to, put them right back in their place.
Well, the last time the Oilers were in this building was June 24th, and we all know what happened that night. That was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers won in Edmonton back in December, and that one was a high-scoring thriller. So the Panthers going for the season series sweep of the Oilers tonight. And Edmonton, by their standards, reeling a little bit. They've lost their last four games coming into this one. So I'd imagine you're going to get a pretty inspired Oilers team, not only looking for a victory, but they'd like to, I guess, exact a little bit of revenge probably here inside Amerant Bank Arena. Going to be a fun game. These are big ones, and especially you look at certain games as tune-ups for the playoffs. These are important games to make sure everything looks right. You get a good feel for where you are. And if you're looking at it from the Edmonton's perspective, like I said, they've lost their last four. They probably haven't been on their game the way they would expect to be lately, but sometimes going in to play against a team you have a history with, maybe from their perspective, this is coming at a great time for them because they're probably looking at this as a night when they might be able to get some momentum and turn some things around. So it's a big game for both teams tonight, and for the Panthers, obviously kicking off a homestand here.
And Doug, it's funny because you asked about Kachuk, where he's out tonight. You know, he has I don't know what's wrong with him because hockey, y'all tell nobody's problem.
Lower body injury. That's where we are.
Yeah, tell nobody's problem. But how big of a loss is Kachuk with the Panthers still doing well? Like, what's the difference with him being out of the rotation? And also, is his popularity through the roof? Did we just not know about him till he was a Panther? Because now it seems like the world knows.
He's on Fallon.
Matt and Brady Kachuk, like it's almost bigger than hockey now for those guys.
So we're going to address the hockey part first.
Yeah.
And spoke to Paul Maurice about it during the pregame show, would have been a couple of games back, obviously playing without Matthew Kachuk. This team has a lot of depth, and obviously they've always had that next man up mentality when someone goes down. But obviously when a guy like Matthew Kachuk goes out of the lineup, it's a little bit more complicated than just next man up because he's, as Paul Maurice said, he's a 100-point guy. He's got all-world hands. runs. He helps your team, you know, helps your power play a ton. He just does so many different things on top of the leadership and the emotional leadership and the edge that he brings and all the intangibles and everything. You can't replace Matthew Tkachuk. That's why they call him a unicorn. You know, there just aren't a lot of guys like that with that skill set. He, his brother, those are maybe two of the only guys that play that way.
Yeah.
So it's impossible to just replace Matthew Tkachuk. That being said, the Panthers are a deep team. They showed the other night they can fill holes where they need to. They have a lot of skill across their lineup, and they've been playing a good overall team game. So, you know, it's impossible to replace him, but in a short spurt here, you certainly like the Panthers' depth and the roster that's been assembled here to be able to ease that blow as much as you possibly can. That being said, on the other side of it, I was talking with some folks out in Edmonton about this yesterday, and you look at what he's done lately and the popularity that's grown and the buzz that's come, a lot of it off of the Four Nations, but even going back the last couple of years, the way the Panthers have played and all the winning they've done, there are a lot of people out there, sports fans, hockey fans across North America, if their team wasn't into it, they wanted to watch the Panthers. The Panthers were interesting. The Panthers were fun to watch. And you look at, when you watch a game on television, there are certain athletes across sports that just kind of jump off the screen at you. If I'm watching Major League Baseball, when Bryce Harper does something, it's just more interesting than when a lot of other guys do something. If Bryce Harper takes a walk, catches a fly ball, I'm going to notice it more because Bryce Harper's doing it than when a lot of other guys do it. He's just that kind of guy. He's a personality, jumps off the screen. You know who he is. I think Matthew Tkachuk fits kind of that mold, and people notice him. He's got a great personality. I know the day he came to town, the day he was introduced here, I was blown away by how engaging, approachable, what a great conversation he was. He's a great person behind the scenes. Everybody behind the scenes, all the staff, his teammates, everybody loves him, and everybody gravitates toward him because he's a leader. On top of that, he's an all-world talent, but what people have come to notice now, he's got this larger-than-life personality, and it's great for the National Hockey League. Now, the way Matthew Tkachuk plays, he is the classic you-love-him-on-your-team guy. I'm sure up there in northern Alberta, for example, it's not exactly a Matthew Tkachuk stronghold as far as his fan base is concerned, going back to his time with the Calgary Flames, but it's great for the National Hockey League. Here in the U.S., a lot of the sports are really star-driven. And people know the stars, and people know the personalities. Now, you have to produce, you have to be great on the ice, on the field, on the court, wherever, in order for that personality to, you know, really jump out. But at the same time, now he's gotten to a level where people want to know more about him, and it's great for the National Hockey League. I think more eyeballs on a guy like Matthew, especially down here in the States, and especially with the Olympics less than a year away at this point.
That's the thing, he's an American star
as
well.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. And he and his brother have, like I said, I think it's absolutely great for the game of hockey. And I tell you what, like I said, I know he plays with an edge, but as far as being an ambassador for the game in the United States, he's an outstanding guy for it because he really is an engaging, great conversation. And anywhere he goes publicly to represent the sport, he's going to look good doing it.
All that being said, yeah, there is no point in rushing him back onto the ice because they are deep. They're going to the playoffs.
Oh, they want to be careful.
And
with it,
you want to, yep, right? I mean, because I'm sure you saw in the Four Nations, he wanted to get back out there in that finals game. Like, he wants to come back. You got to slow play it, right?
Well,
there is no point.
And I am not privy to any of the behind the scenes stuff, but it seems like they really do want to just make sure everything's, you know, 100% and everything like that as this thing goes along. So I wish I had more to give you as an update on that, but lower body injury, that's all we really have. All that anything that's out there right now is what I know on that.
You were in Nashville on Tuesday. Panthers, yep, needed that, by the way. Did you eat anything good in Nashville?
I went to a barbecue place the night before for the game, Martin's Barbecue. I had never been to that one before. Had the pulled pork sandwich. Anywhere they have the smoked wings, I like to go for the smoked wings. I don't like all the batter. I'm kind of middle of the road on a lot of time. But if it's a smoked wing, I'm good with. I'm really intrigued.
So you're happy with your meal in Nashville?
Liked it. Really liked it, yes.
Very good. Now, we were at Funky Buddha the other night, and Jimmy eats. He got a burger and fries. He eats the burger, and then he eats the fries. And he was telling us yesterday, we were talking about on the show, if he gets a steak and a baked potato, he eats the steak, and then he'll start on the baked potato. What do you think about that format style of eating?
I've seen some people do it the other way, where they eat the whole all the fries and then advance to the burger. I go back and forth.
Seems more natural, right?
Guy. It's a side item. It's not. They're not bringing you an appetizer to go on your plate. And if you want dessert, they have a separate menu for that.
Right. So there's not an order. It's.
But that being said, who am I to tell somebody what order to eat their
food? Well, you're Doug Plagan.
If he wants to eat his burger and then take the fries home and eat them later, I'm cool with that. He can consume it however he wants. I'm going to eat the two together. I think they complement each other, and they're made to complement each other.
But you also can maximize the temperature of them. You know, you don't want cold fries.
No, and if there's a food out there that does not travel well, it's French fries.
Soggy.
French fries, I'd say French fries, it's like when you buy a car, they say it loses a quarter of its value the second you drive it off the lot. French fries, if they're in a to-go bag for more than 5 minutes, they are not as good as they could have been.
Yes.
Which is another reason why I'm a huge for-here guy, not a to-go guy. It's not just the free refills. It's that fast food is made to be consumed on the spot. It's not made to travel.
Interesting.
It's a very true point, Plagans, but I would add, there are very few items that I would eat soggy, and French fries probably are the best soggy item to eat. I'm not saying they're better.
No.
But I don't know about that.
There's the soggy phase, and then there's the phase where they get cardboardy and weird.
But the soggy fries, I don't like the soggy fries.
I'm not saying that you have to like them, but of all the items that you would consider eating soggy, for example, a sandwich gets soggy, I mean, you just throw it out because
the bread at the bottom.
Oh, that's bad. It's disgusting.
Especially if you throw, like,
the oil
vegetables
and vinegar
on there, like, and it ruins the whole,
The bread, just like, you can't even look at it. You can't, so you just throw it out. I mean, there's a lot of food. It gets soggy, you just throw it out. French fries, though, I eat them.
Well,
even soggy.
I'll add to what Solana's saying. I sometimes will push a couple fries to the side. I go, this one doesn't cut it. Like, I have, you know, I have like, I have like a governor.
There's,
you know,
a criteria.
And I look at it and I go, oh, this one, it's miscolored. Yeah. This one's soggier.
The green ones sometimes.
The green ones.
Right.
So I start pushing them to the side. I go, oh, this one doesn't cut it. And then by the time the meal's over, I have consumed all the fries, no matter how many I've pushed to the side. So I think to Solana's point is fries in any state are always edible, even if they're not crispy. You know what I'm saying? You go to Chick-fil-A, you get the waffle fries. You go, oh, this one's the heel. Not eating that one. And then you eat a couple waffle fries. And then you're like, that heel doesn't look
because
so
that little
bad.
Ketchup thing they have is too good.
You know what else? But I noticed this with Halloween candy. Like, I'll put the candy to the side that I'm never going to eat. The Mounds bar.
See,
the
that's the only thing I want is the Mounds bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Butterfinger. I throw them to the side. I go, no one's going to eat these. When's that? October 31st? So by, like, December 8th, I'll dig into the Mounds bar and the Butterfinger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Priority. You got to prioritize the candy.
You know what what feels like the big victory, though, is when you get fries and you get, like, one onion ring in there.
Oh, is that not the best feeling in
the world? It's like you beat the system.
It's honestly, that's almost like if I said to you, for the rest of your life, anytime you go to an ATM, it's going to spit out an extra $20 bill. Mm-hmm. Or for the rest of your life, whenever you order fries at the fast food place, there's going to be an errant onion ring in there. You're going to go with the onion ring every time.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I take the 20.
Sure. No.
That's not the same.
Completely the same.
70,000?
Buying onion rings aren't fun. It's not. Onion rings are fun when they're free by mistake.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are.
That's
you nailed it. That's
ordering a thing of onion rings. I could go do that 5 minutes from here. There's a Burger King.
Isn't there somebody who does the frings? They give you a little mixture of both?
Fries and rings, yeah. Yeah, I think Culver's does frings, don't they?
Maybe. Their custard's good.
Today is National Chili Day.
Is it? Okay.
I think Tree told me that Culver's has great chili. Have you ever had the chili?
So
there?
Chili is very closely related to soup.
Oh, and you don't do soup?
And I don't do soup. The last thing I'm ever going to do is sit and eat a bowl, and I don't like beans. However, I will eat chili when it's a sauce with no beans on it. And where I come
from. Coney.
Yeah, where I come from in Detroit, that's a big thing. So they'll throw the chili sauce. I like a chili sauce on something because that is generally like a beef. It's like a meat sauce. It's not a bean sauce. But
so no beans.
No. Unless it's jelly beans, I'll do jelly beans.
He said that in such an adorable fashion, didn't he?
Dude, jelly beans. I'm with you, man. Chili is not appealing.
It is. It's got, you know, meat and beans.
All I can think of is Kevin dumping it all over the floor on the office.
Great scene.
That's incredible. Stale this chili for years.
No, but chili's a great meal. But he just doesn't like soup. You like soup, don't you?
I love soup. It's just chili. It's thick meat soup. It's
just hearty. Sticks to your bones. Get a couple saltine crackers. Mash them up in there.
You put it on top of spaghetti at them little weird places.
So good. Have you ever been to Skyline Chili, or you just don't go there?
I've been to Skyline in Cincinnati before. Yeah.
You have to, because you and I, we do the city's famous
for. What the locals like, yeah.
And so did you get the chili? Did you get, like, the five-way?
So I did the dog. So I'm not a huge pasta guy as it is. I like it as a side, but that, like, a plate of pasta is just not my jam.
That sounds so good. A plate of spaghetti covered in chili and cheese.
But I do like the way they do the cheese. They're the only ones. It's hard to even describe how they do the cheese, but it's good.
The highly shredded and just covering. I mean, those conies come covered in a pound of cheese.
And up there, they have Gold Star is the other big one.
Right. Solana's been there.
Yeah. I've never been to Gold Star.
Which one's better, Solana?
They both made me go to the bathroom.
That was about right.
Well, that's part of everybody's daily process.
A fair point by you.
You're going to do that anyway. Fair point. Can't blame them.
All right. Doug Blagans will be on the call tonight. Panthers and Oilers. Was it 7:30 puck drop?
7 o'clock. It used to be 7:30, but it's been changed to 7 o'clock. So if you're driving around out there and you still think the game's at 7:30, that was the case. Change your plans. It is we should reiterate that, because up until a few weeks ago, this was a 7:30 start. It's been changed. This is a 7 o'clock start tonight.
All right. So here, Amerant Bank Arena. In fact, they're getting ready on the grounds outside. We see it. But you can listen to the game right here on 560 QAM. We were playing earlier. We don't have time now, but the call of Game 7 with Billy Lindsay. And, I mean, he was just beyond excited. And we were saying, if you don't know Billy Lindsay and his whole history with the Panthers, you might think that, hey, the broadcaster's getting annoyed because he's stepping all over him. But that was such a great, genuine moment, wasn't it?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. It was.
You can't fake that.
3 decades of weight off Billy's shoulders and all of us. But to see the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, Billy came to the Panthers in the expansion draft. And when he came to the Panthers in the expansion draft, I'm not sure he was thinking this was going to wind up being home forever, but he's become one of the guys synonymous with this team. You ask a lot of folks out there, especially people who watch the Panthers from day one, and, you know, Billy's going to be one of the names that people drop in. He had the first huge goal that this franchise had, the game winner to clinch their very first playoff series win back in 96. So he's etched in Panthers lore. And again, kind of crazy too, to think that that Stanley Cup win, Game 7, 2024, June 24th, it was 31 years to the date from the expansion draft, the original expansion draft in 93.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Talk about a long journey. Yes. To that moment. In fact, we have sound here, Solana, of me when I find an onion ring in the order of fries.
Uh-huh.
How about that? They had me mic'd up.
Hey, still ain't they done.
They had me mic'd up. So here I am. I'm opening the bag of fries, and I see
one stray onion ring.
Now, do you ever think
it's a reality?
There it is. The dream 30 years in the making. You were waiting for that onion ring for a long time. So do you ever think, though, and feel a little bit bad about the guy in front of you who probably got gypped out of an onion ring?
Right, that it was supposed to end up in his bag. But then I look at that onion ring and I just go,
oh, huh.
But the guy in front of you got a fry.
Right, maybe it evened out somewhere.
He got a fry.
Doesn't hit the same way as the free onion.
No, because anybody can get a fry. Like,
right. They're so ordinary.
But they're great.
Yeah. If you order onion rings, you get a whole box of them.
No, but the special part of the onion ring in the fry is that it's like been fried 17 times before it gets to you.
That's a good call.
So you get the really charred fry.
Right, because it's been mistakenly in that bucket for a while and just hasn't come out yet. Yeah. That's a good call. All right, Plagans, have a good call tonight.
Thank you very much, guys.
Listen to Plagans tonight here on 560 WQAM. It is I was going to say a 5 p.m. puck drop, but it's not. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. You better get up to the booth.
Run, Doug, run.
It's a 7 p.m. puck drop here tonight in Sunrise. Make sure you're listening or you're here.
Check your local listings.
Check your local listings.
There we go. Wild things happen.
Look at that. He ends with a flourish. Oh, he's out of here.
Walk off. He's going to get onion ring.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think the reason people go to games is to see monster dongs, no?
That's one way to describe it.
Hawk and Crowder.